Here's check on stores we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Millerton residents will vote to elect their mayor and two open village trustee seats. Incumbent Democrat Debbie Middlebrook will be running for her second term as mayor. She spent 9 years as a trustee, while incumbent NOP candidate Jennifer Nijak and newcomer Joshua Schultz, a Libertarian, will be running for the two vacant village trustee positions. All three candidates were cross-endorsed by Democrats and Republicans and are lifelong residents of the village of Millerton. Running unopposed, the candidates will each serve two-year terms. Democrats on the Connecticut Transportation Committee proposed a tolling bill that gives the General Assembly an out, guaranteeing a tolling plan is submitted to the Federal Highway Administration and becomes a reality on the state's highways. In a story in the Republican American this weekend, if the House and Senate both fail to vote within a 15-day window for approving a tolling plan for submission to the FHA, it is automatically approved under the Democratic bill. That setup means the House Speaker and Senate President could have the final say because either top leader or both could refuse to call a vote on submitting the tolling plan. That bill was crafted so that even if one chamber rejected the tolling plan, it would be considered approved if the other had no vote. Holly Tanner, Columbia County Clerk, sponsors Keeping Identities of Seniors Safe, running the 19th through the 29th. The times, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 10 until 2, Thursday 5 to 7, Saturday 9:30 till noon at the Ankrum Town Hall, Ankrum, New York. And it's all about what documents you should tread and what documents you should not tread. Sharon Housing Authority next regular meeting will be 5 p.m. at Town Hall. Exchange Club of Canaan has their dinner and meeting reception at 6, dinner at 6:30. Jesse Morey, owner of the Artisan Shop, will be the speaker. It's a new shop on East Main Street in Canaan, featuring handcrafted products by local artisans. Sharon Board of Finance has their regular meeting, 7 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. North Canaan Recreation Committee meets at 7 p.m. at the North Canaan Town Hall. There'll be a budget presentation for the Budget Board of Selectmen and Board of Finance in North Canaan from 7:30 till 8:30 at Town Hall. Coming up on Wednesday, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission will meet at 5:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. Now, also on Wednesday, the Transfer Station Building Committee will have a meeting at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. And following that, the Salisbury Sharon Track Committee meeting will begin at 6:30 p.m. Zoning Board of Appeals will meet on Wednesday at 7 o'clock at the North Canaan Town Hall. A budget presentation for the Board of Education, the Board of Finance, and the Town of North Canaan will be held Wednesday at 7:30 at North Canaan Town Hall. Kent Memorial Library's spring book discussion, Nationality and War, will include four novels which Asian women write about disturbing and violent national histories. The stories are set before, during, and after World War II. Discussions will be led by Betty Crancy, a writer, professor emeritus, and longtime Kent resident. The schedule coming up on March 21st, Miss Burma by Charmaine Craig. In April, 18th, White Chrysanthemum by Mary Lynn Brush. May 16th, Pachinko by Min Lee G. And June 13th, In the Shadow of the Banyan Tree by Vadi Ratner. It runs from 5 till 6:15 p.m. Town of Ankrum has a public hearing coming up on Thursday at the Ankrum Town Hall to solicit public comments on proposed application by Berkshire Cable Corp, doing business as Consolidated Communications for a cable television franchise, to serve customers in the town of Ankrum under the same terms and conditions that exist between the town of Ankrum and Spectrum Communications. Pine Plains has their town board meeting coming up on March 21st at 7 p.m. Dutchess County legislator, Cornell Cooperative Extension volunteer, and local farmer Greg Pulver will visit the Northeast Millerton Library on Friday, Agricultural Literacy Week, the celebration. The legislator will read the book On the Farm at the Market by G. Brian Karras, being donated to the library. He'll also lead a related activity. No registration is required. All ages are welcome. Every fourth Friday of the month, the Pine Plains United Methodist Church sponsors a supper from 5 till 7 p.m. The supper for March 22nd includes vegetarian fare. The free will offerings for the supper will help the kitchen buy equipment for the Pine Plains United Methodist Church. The church is located on Route 199, that's 3023 Church Street. The Wasaic Fire Company holding a bingo night on Friday at the firehouse located at Firehouse Road. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. Refreshments will be sold by the auxiliary. Northeast Millerton Library presents its first annual Weepatuck High School art exhibition. It runs through Saturday, March 23rd. The public is invited to view the exhibit during library hours. A fabric swap, leave what you want, take what you want, is happening March 23rd at noon at the Lenox Community Center in Lenox. Bring your unused fabric, yarn, needles, patterns, arts and crafts. Connect with folks who share your interest or can help you learn a new craft. Clear out your clutter. It's a great way to repurpose and recycle. Bring a bag, bring your friends. It's all free, and you can take home materials whether you donate or not. Any questions? You can call 413-637-1154. The annual Jane Lloyd Fund Benefit Dance with the Harlem Line will be held Saturday from 8:30 to 11 p.m. at the White Hart. 100% of the proceeds go to the Jane Lloyd Fund, which raises and distributes funds to help cancer patients in Salisbury, North Canaan, Sharon, Falls Village, Kent, Cornwall meet their day-to-day financial obligations. Tickets are $15. For more information, go to thejaneloydfund.org. Troop 22 Boy Scouts holding a pancake breakfast, the North Canaan VFW, on March 24th, 7:30 to 10:30, $8 for adults, $5 for children 10 and under. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 65.23 yesterday, closing at 25,914.10. NASDAQ opens up today at 7714.48, and the S&P 500 at 2832.94. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.